I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're going to Russia now, and wait, for a change, we're not going to talk about Ukraine. Nope, we're talking about common ground that some Russians have with people from all over the world, at least above 60 degrees latitude north. This summer, indigenous people from the Arctic regions of Russia and many other countries came together for a Russian version of the Arctic Games. And as Emily Schwing reports from Chukotka, these games are about more than just winning.
Seven women row a long, wide boat out to the middle of a protected bay off Russia's Bering Sea coast. A flare soars into the air, and they pull with all their strength at long wooden oars. They're in a race against seven other boats, all filled with women. These are skin boats made from hand-carved driftwood and the hides of two female walrus. Valentina Eitan stands at the back of one. She counts strokes in Russian to help her team keep a cadence. By the end of the race, her voice is hoarse. There aren't very many places in the world where boat races like this take place anymore. Johnny Isaluk is from Iqaluit on Canada's Baffin Island.
When we start competing, just the same as competing at home, and, you know, like, there's nothing different. I'm playing with my homeboys.
This summer, more than 20 athletes from seven Arctic nations, including Canada, Norway, the United States, Iceland, and Greenland, joined their Russian compatriots for the first ever Beringia Arctic Games. The games test traditional hunting and survival skills. They were hosted by the Chukotkin government's Committee for Sport and Tourism. The Russians hope it will be an annual event that attracts tourists to this desolate region. But even if some do come, it's unclear whether the attraction will last.
Fewer and fewer young people really see living on the land as a viable way of life.
Alexander King is a linguistic anthropologist at Scotland's University of Aberdeen. His research focuses primarily on the native people of Russia's Far East. He says the disconnect from the land in the Arctic isn't just about kids growing up and moving away. There's big money to be made here in mining valuable metals, in oil, and in gas. In the future, tourist attractions like the Beringia Arctic Games could find themselves in competition with modern resource development projects.
A lot of that kind of information about particularly subsurface resources, oil, minerals, and whatnot, can sometimes be classed as state secrets in Russia. People are less able to know the landscape in an intimate way that their grandparents knew it. And those are skills that either take a lifetime to recover or may be irrecoverable.
Olga Letikan is a traditional throat singer who came to the games to perform alongside local dancing and drumming groups. She also works as a liaison between the Russian government and local marine mammal hunters. As more attention is paid to natural resources in the region, she says there is dialogue on all sides.
Of course, the society of Chukotka is changing. Like all the world, it's changed. And I think the most important thing is to take a balance between tradition and modern life.
But no one is really looking to the future right now. As the inaugural games come to a close with a ceremony and awards, participants aren't quite ready to quit. A group of teenage girls from Greenland sings around a bonfire. A man shows the crowd another traditional game. Men carry a giant rock around in a circle until their arms are exhausted. Whoever holds the rock longest wins. These games have been around for generations, but it may not be long before there are few people left to remember how they're played. For The World, I'm Emily Schwing, Chukotka, Russia.